Katika siku za hivi karibuni, jina Gen Z limekuwa kwenye vinywa vya Wakenya wengi. Hii ni kutokana na harakati zao za kujitokeza kwa wingi kupinga utawala mbaya unaoendeshwa na serikali ya kitaifa na vile vile za county. Gen Z kutoka Kenya wamepata sifa sio tu kutoka hapa nchini, bali pia barani Afrika na ulimwenguni kwa ujumla. Lakini je, Gen Z ni akina nani? Grace Nyambura ni mtaalamu wa kisaikolojia ambaye pia anajishughulisha na masuala ya vijana kutoka Mkuru Salama Youth Hub, na kwa kindani anatusaidia kuwajua zaidi hawa Gen Z.
Anaitwa Grace from Salama Center.
We're talking about behavior patterns za Gen Z. Yeah. Kwanza Gen Z ni nini in full?
Ni Generation Z, those you the Z is supposed to be.
Ni ya kumaliza alphabet.
Generation Z comes after the millennials.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So basically ni from 1997.
Okay.
To 2012. Mm-hmm. So hao ndio wanaitwa Gen Z,
Generation
yeah.
Z.
When you walikuwa before them ni millennials, when you are after them ni the alpha.
Oh, so sisi ni millennials.
Yes.
Thank you.
So
I'm glad I'm older.
And yes, so now the oldest of that lot ni 27 years.
The oldest.
27, yeah.
Of lot, yeah?
Iyo Generation Z.
Ah, 27.
27 years.
Uyo ndio saa muhenga kwa hiyo.
Sasa actually wale ni wenye wako kwa border, they don't understand wako wapi.
Okay.
Washazeeka lakini they are still categorized as Generation Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Na ukweli tuseme kwamba hii maandamano ndio imefanya tukaanza kusikia Gen Z.
Yeah, tumekuwa tukisikia.
But not taking it as serious.
We don't take any other, though we take generation seriously, juu kila generation inakujanga na issues zake.
Na it matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a lot of issues because before now,
mm-hmm.
you find that a lot of millennials,
mm-hmm.
When we talk about what when they went through a lot of abuse,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
childhood abuse, mm-hmm. the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
We were dealing with parents who were psychos.
Yeah, you were dealing with a lot of parents when you were kuja. Iyo generation yenye ilikuwa
baby boomers.
Yes.
Ni ya baby boomers?
Ni ya boomers. Ya boomers,
okay,
na
okay.
Baby boomers.
All right.
Na sasa kuna wenye wali spill over to the
mm-hmm.
to the Generation Z, but si wengi.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that millennials have a lot of issues.
Okay.
Now Generation Z, your watu wanasema they are too outspoken.
They are standing for their own.
Yes, our take shit. See kama millennials, they took it and they... Yani they took it now, they didn't talk about it.
Millennials is those kids that you do something to them, they'll just see it
and
keep quiet.
And accept it, yeah.
But Gen Z atakwambia utanifanyia hivyo.
Umenizoea.
Atakwambia. So you find that sasa, hawaelewani na kwanza the older generation. The older generation is wako thrown back, wako zileza, who are these people,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And now you find that Generation Alpha,
mm-hmm.
sasa hawa waambiliki kabisa.
General Alpha ni kuanzia
2013.
So
the children,
the
right
older
now.
Alpha is around how many
11.
Years?
11.
Alpha.
Alpha mzee ako ngapi?
Ako hapo 11.
11 10.
12.
12 hapo. All right. Uh-huh.
Sasa now that's the generation that is being brought up. Wengi ni watoto wa Gen Z,
mm-hmm.
na millennials kidogo hapa juu.
Let me ask.
Huh?
Gen Z, like tabia zenye wako nazo zimespreadiwa na generation gani? Like zimekuwa handed over na nani? Because I can see a very
over.
Big difference between them and us.
The difference is what brought about the difference between the Gen Zs and the millennials,
okay.
is the introduction of education.
Okay.
Sana. Because mm-hmm. if you look at Gen Zs, wao ndio walifanya free primary education.
Mm-hmm. Ile Kibaki.
Yes. Hao ndio walianza 2 or 3.
Nani hao?
Gen Z.
Okay.
Yeah, they are the ones who benefited from that.
Mm-hmm.
So you find that most of them, and then mm-hmm. they grew up in an era of digital
mm-hmm.
literacy.
Mm-hmm.
So, ukilinganisha na before,
mm-hmm.
these people are exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Wakakuwa so exposed that, mm-hmm. you know, the digital era, they were able to see what other countries were doing, what was happening internationally.
Mm-hmm.
Content yenye wana consume si localized you know, they okay. know what other cultures are doing, they know what other countries are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So what was fed into them mm-hmm. was very different. They okay. were empowered.
Mm-hmm.
Waliambiwa, this is not where we stop.
Mm-hmm.
Waliambiwa, this is how you stand for yourself. Waliambiwa, hii ni katiba, this is what the constitution says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then sasa ukakuja kwa social interactions.
Okay.
Fortunately for them, wengi wao walilelewa na wazazi walikuwa wanafanya kazi.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So unapata mamako alikuwa mwalimu. So that means ulikuwa na either alikuwa mwalimu, alihama kwao.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Akulelewa ushago, alihama kwao.
Please you are supposed to be like calling home home.
Yes, alihama, alitoka the local village akapelekwa somewhere else. So you find that most of them walilelewa estates, town.
Okay.
They were the first, like, your generation was urbanized.
All right.
Acha tu niseme
yes.
Uni. Hizo mita za kitambo. But walilelewa ina multicultural environment. Yo kama mzazi alitoka huko kwa Wakikuyu akaenda kuishi Eldoret. So mtoto amegrow up somewhere that they actually have no idea culture yao ilikuwa gani.
Yeah.
Si ni kweli?
Yes.
Mtoto alilelewa hiyo enzi.
Mm-hmm.
Ukiangalia kama tuseme hapa Mukuru,
mm-hmm.
si wengi ni ma Gen Z's.
Wengi, yes.
Yeah?
Mhm.
Hapo anajua culture gani?
Yenye ameona tu. Kitu
ameona. Anajua ya hapa.
Kenya ameona. Mukuru culture.
So ukimwambia sijui ina wa culture huko Bomet, we do this. Hiyo ni upuzi yako.
Okay.
They have no idea of, you know, the hatred we had.
Ndiyo, akuna jina ya Kikale, akuna jina ya Kiluya, akuna jina ya Kikisi,
but
harilate now the same same people.
Harilate na your culture, and harilate
na where he or she has grown.
Yes. Okay. That social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask here, they are tribeless, they are leaderless.
Uh-huh.
These people
even
grew
faceless.
Up, yes. These people grew up in a multicultural kind of environment.
Okay.
So that's why you see, when it comes to matters, interaction yao iko very different.
Yeah.
Ajua, for the longest time tumekuwa na politics za Bomet, ini Rift Valley, ile ni central, watu wa mlima, wala ni watu wa Nyanza. Politics zao ziko zilikuwa divided hivyo. But saa hii ukienda kwa street you don't even hear people talking.
Mtu wetu syndrome.
Hakuna.
Mm-hmm.
Polisi wanaongeleshwa kizungu bana.
Mm-hmm. Kiswahili.
Kiswahili.
Sheng.
Now, that was, sasa hiyo pia ni, it depends with how they were socialized.
Okay.
Wali socialized were very differently.
Mm-hmm. Na unajua kuna ile connotation ya vijana wa squeezy, ama watoto wa squeezy. Ukisikia mtu anasema watoto wa squeezy, it means kwamba they are like, what they expect them to be, they are off.
Yeah, of course they are off.
Of what they expect them to be. Now, for someone who's raising a Gen Z, right? For a parent who's raising a Gen Z, I'm a someone who's trying to mingle with a Gen Z, what are the do's and the don'ts?
So, when alafu pia tukumbuke, Gen Z's pia, there are a lot of them ni as a result of intermarriages.
Yeah.
Who ni Mluya? Uni Mkikuyu.
What tunasema sisi ni wa half caste.
Half caste.
But then most of them are ni wa hiyo nini. Like whereby you are tall.
Yes.
You are, so if you are brought up by two parents who could not speak the same language, uliongeleshwa lugha gani?
Kiswahili.
Yeah.
Very true.
So you find that socialization yao, cultural socialization yao iko very different.
All right.
Watu wenye, like, people who went through circumcision, wengi walienda usi. Hawa kupeleko huko, sijui, wakandishwa.
Ishagu kwa msitu.
Nolewa na mawe.
There was no...
Yes.
Like, we lost it apo. And then, now, when it came to, penye tu nimesema, education access, technology access. So, they became empowered. So, no wonder you see them. Activism yao iko very different.
So the only difference with Gen Z and the other older generation ni more of them are empowered.
Empowered. They grew up as empowered children.
You know, I was reading somewhere that Daniel Moi, Daniel Moi alikuwa anaongoza wa Kenya ambao wako illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
That's why hata aliongoza for a very long time. William Ruto is leading Kenyans who are literate.
Sana.
Walikuwa illiterate, sasa wa saini literate.
Very so literate.
They know what they want.
They know what they
That's
want.
That's why uwezi wa show. You wanna do you're doing something that is wrong.
Yes.
Ah, nice. Mm-hmm.
Sasa pia unajua sasa, you know, hiyo sasa the kind of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Like sahi umeona the president of LSK.
Yes, yes.
Like you don't expect her to be, unajua kitambo, it would be very easy to persuade her. Because when you ameongoza ni ngombe tu.
When a president calls you, you bend.
You bend.
Lakini but right si now, ambia no.
Ambia zi.
I cannot do
this
that.
This will not happen.
Yes, yes.
Ambo mwache mando tu nao, patana huko kesho. So they are very, but unfortunate, sasa population ikakuwa too high.
Okay.
And the opportunities were not there.
Mm-hmm.
So that also has created a pattern of behavior enye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of them have become need desperation.
Okay.
We have the education.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ability to be innovative.
Okay.
We are creative.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have the resources to. To put our creativity in.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mtoto ulimsomesha, yes. Ako hapo na degree yake yako kwa nyumba.
Mm.
You know, now what will they do? He has all this in his mind, but ajui aweke wapi. So what happens?
Okay.
Ana please, ata ashirikiana na the nearest activity yenye inafanyika. So kama ni maandamano, I have nothing to do in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I'll go
out there and do whatever is supposed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Sijali, you know. Sasa, it becomes like a generation, okay, it's educated, it has all that, but you find now that kuna hiyo wave ya hopelessness.
Okay.
Yes? Mm-hmm. We walisoma, now they are grown, because a 27-year-old same mtu wako alikuwa ambitious.
Huyu ni mtu wako ambitious.
Alikuwa ambitious and they thought that maybe at 22 I would have this. Juu nimesoma.
Yes, yes.
Sifanani na mwenye nilipata.
Mm.
But then akakuja, akapata.
Life happened. Okay.
There's nowhere to go. I have nowhere to go. Maybe nifanya casual labor. Nalipo peanuts, alafu nisikia mtu mwingine hapo anasema sijui belt yake ni ya pesa ngapi.
Tutakosana.
So now that also influences behavior
yao. Alafu unajua sasa hivi for someone who's let's say 23 by unajua Kenyan system hii ya kwanza 844 probably if you are unasoma back to back probably by 22-23 unafaa kama graduate.
Yes.
Kama uko na degree, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So probably from 23-24 25 hapo, you are hustling, unatafuta job ni nini pale. Kuna wala mebatika,
yes.
Wako wawesha ingia job pale. Example, she's here, we are working with her. But you see, we are from different generations,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Kutapata mdosi pale hako different generation tofauti, na ya hako different tofauti. Mm-hmm. Colleagues pale kwa ofisi hako different generation tofauti,
yes.
Pale. Now, how do you bring your older generation and this new generation mfanye kazi kwa pamoja kwa sababu hawa ni watu wenye maybe umezoa wale generation yao unaweza wakalia vile unataka ni nini, then there comes a new generation that you don't tell them anything.
Sasa now that's where we have to have a real generation shift.
Okay.
Whereby, you know, is a generation lazima,
mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to accommodate, you have to learn how to be flexible.
Okay.
Because I think generations zenye zimekuwa hapo before,
mm-hmm.
There was nobody to shift to accommodate them.
Uh-huh.
Kama millennials walipata, the boomers and the late boomers.
And if you ask me millennials, a good number of millennials bado wametap in kwa tabia za behavior za the boomers.
Yes.
Si ndio? Because a good example ya millennials na boomers. Boomers believe that you grow up, unapata job, invest home, ujenge nyumba, unue ng'ombe,
yes.
Unue tushamba pale, like you acquire assets. Now you're okay.
Now you're
okay
good,
with
yes.
Your good
now
life.
Pia
millennials wako. That's a successful person. Boomer, yani millennial pia, kuna yenye kuna hiyo. Nijenge home, nikuwe na tu ngombe hapa na pale, nikuwe na tu pikipiki, tunende, I get, like, yes. I invest hapa na pale, I'm okay, that's success. I and drive then, a car, yeah. I'm okay.
A very good na a very good
oe, na oe. Ako na watoto wawili, watatu pale, ako na tu pesa hapa na pale, tuduka, tunapeletea do, that's success for
that's
them.
That's a successful person.
That's a millennial and yes. boomer. Now for Generation Z, believes that where you stay is where you make it cool.
Yes.
Like, mbona niende kujenga home, na neza jenga Nairobi.
Sa zingine jenzi watu nasema.
Yes, yes.
Tutapewa makao mengine, makao mpya mbinguni. Live your life to the fullest.
They are not like wale wa, let's invest. I don't know
actually,
kama we know.
Actually, ata job, ukiangalia the job shift, you know, boomers were like, boomers ni wanyo walipata independence.
Yes, yes, yes.
So una find that they work so hard wakachukua. Kazi ilikuwa government office, daktari,
polisi,
mwalimu.
Uh-huh.
So, hizo generations zenye zimewafuata, if you look at them, most of them ni walimu.
Walimu, wanajeshi, askari, daktari kidogo.
Wale walisoma sana, daktari. But you see, system ni the same. Those are the kind of jobs walimu. Wali instiliwa, this is how you get success.
But you come to Gen Z software developer.
Ni content creator.
Content
creator. This is not even a joke. Like, yeah, ni content creator. That's why.
Monday to Monday, yes. Yeah, he creates content.
Content. Hapo ndo anakula.
Yeah,
ni comedian.
Yes, yes.
Alasema wako Churchill Show.
Yeah, ni social media influencer.
Uh-huh. You see now, that is... If you think about it,
yes.
Ukiambia mzazi, when you content creator, ata sijui kama unanielewa. Because hiyo ni nini?
What is that?
Atiwe kazi ni simu tu, and then you get paid. How do you get paid? And then una find out wengine, now we have, zinaitangwa nini? Forex. You see, kama watu wenye wako pale wanakuambia, oh, mimi ninawekelea tu pesa
inaingia. Nakubet by the way.
Yeah, umse ata invest. Ni kueva tu.
Mm.
Yani, the kind of life they have, and then now,
it's leave it now, then let tomorrow worry for itself.
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
So you find that now, the generations that have been there before, have to adjust.
To fit with them.
To fit with the generation. Because you find that ata kuna population shift.
Okay.
The generation Z ni wengi kushinda hizi.
Hizi zingine.
Generation zote zingine combined.
And I'm sorry to say this, but I think if you ask me, generation Z ndi kuna a lot of single parents. Am I wrong to say that?
It is true.
Generation
because
Z.
Now, true.
Yes.
Kwa sababu, right now, let's say you'll marry a Gen Z. Then 2-3 weeks into the marriage, you shout at her. Anakwambia mimi kwetu si
shout wangi mimi naenda home.
And she can live by the way.
Yes.
All right?
Akwambia mimi hata mama yangu kunifukuza.
Yes, yes.
Na usininulie mkono.
So wow, uvumilivu is not in the dictionary.
No. You see now, sasa kuna ile nimesema they are very globalized.
Yes,
like
yes.
they've seen what other countries do. They are westernized.
What a man can do.
Well,
a man can do better.
Now you find that at a property acquisition site, it's not like before when you thought a man was the one who was supposed to.
Excuse me, ata makuwa wanapewa, kwa baba anawachia mali.
Yeah, inheritance, vitu kama you find that the woman is earning more than the man. So you see, there's a lot of
change. Okay.
So, ndiyo kama kwa workplace, ama kama mzazi uweze kukatch up.
Yes, yes.
You have to shift. You have to change your mindset.
Ile flexible, to
accommodate them.
Okay.
Because they will not accommodate you.
So are you saying that Gen Z hakuna kitu anaweza learn kutoka kwangu?
Ata learn.
Okay.
But now
they cannot implement.
They learn.
All
but
right.
It will depend with how you
approach
the subject.
Okay.
Because to be honest, kila kitu iko kwa internet. There's something I learned from that person who's been in marriage for 30 years. But now you won't tell me that you've been in marriage for 30 years because you left your wife in the village.
Ukakuja Nairobi.
You know before that was the norm.
Excuse me, mali unaenda, mali utalala, chenye utakula ni utakula na wewe.
Yes.
Yes.
Now ukiambia msichana hivyo amesoma ako na masters yake anakushanga. Ati umesema nini?
Nene, you know. Are you okay? Yes.
Kwanza nyumbani gani?
Mm-hmm.
Unajua yes, if yes. Mimi nililelewa kwa state nampeleka wapi?
Yes, to.
As the man. Nitampeleka wapi?
Huko tu.
Sasa si hakuna nyumbani.
Hakuna mm-hmm. nyumbani.
Sisi wada ni wa Nairobi bana. By the way, bana.
It reminds me, unajua gone are the days when, like let's say now, I'm talking about the millennials, mm-hmm. millennials na boomers. Ukipata mtu sasa unampeleka nyumbani. Kwa mzazi.
Yes.
Nyumbani mzazi anamjua ni nini pale. Sikuizi wanapeleko hapa tutao tu.
Mm.
Babangu anakala ngata tuwele tumuone.
Sili kweli.
Tusha malizana.
Hata tunapata na kwa hoteli, hata siku wake.
Yeah.
We, oya nakana mtoto wako. Na story maisha.
Tunapata na kwa hoteli.
Yes.
Siku wako.
Uh-huh.
You see, now you have to accommodate because if you get stuck, kama kwa workplace, if you continue holding hizo thoughts za, kitambo, the generational kind of mentality ya kitambo,
okay.
You won't be in a position to work with them.
All right.
Hautaweza ku accommodate. Uh-huh. Because this is a person who is coming with maybe more, akona mawazo zaidi.
Mm.
Maybe hii kampuni yenu mmekuwa mkiran on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Kila kitu memos mnaandika kwa karatasi mnastick kwa notice board.
Mm. Anakuja WhatsApp group ni nini?
Anakuja anatengeneza WhatsApp group. And now you actually don't know how to post anything on WhatsApp. So you find that you know you have to learn. No wonder watu wa before wanafunzwa computer.
Mm.
Sini kweli.
Mm.
You know, ulisoma era yenye ikuwa na computer, now you're still in the workforce.
So that's trying to adjust.
Yeah, you have to adjust.
Okay.
You have to catch up.
Let's talk about relationships kwa Gen Z's.
Yeah.
How are they? Muyera, how is your relationship?
Hey.
Check it.
Tell us.
Hauta ni gombanisha.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you hata wacha kugombanishwa because that is
normal.
How do you approach each other? How is the relationship to you guys?
We as Gen Z tunaamini tukimeet, yani tukijuana.
Okay.
First meet up. Eh?
Yeah? Uh-huh.
Tushajuana kila kitu.
Yeah, that's the truth. Uh-huh.
Ni ukweli.
Then they will decide.
Then tuta decide
after that.
Na pia ukosa kuniongelesha kama siku mbili hiyo ni kama tumeachana. Tuna move on.
Okay, okay.
Tuna move on.
But that's true.
That's true. Kwa sababu
and alafu kuna a lot of technology involved. Mm-hmm. Dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is we meet on Snapchat, we meet on Instagram. It's ni DM.
Like
and
we are living in a generation that I'm sorry to say this, but we are living in a generation that finding sex is very cheap than finding food.
Yes.
Very
you know
cheap.
That?
Mm.
Yes. Like having finding sex today if you want utapata. But chakula unaweza kosa, unaweza lala nje.
And really. Mm-hmm. And then now pia you see the era of social media is whereby we don't really get to know the personality of the other person because it is nika, you know, kile nitaweka kwa profile yangu. Whether it is an AI generated or whatever, is what sells.
Okay.
More than me.
Mm.
So utapata mi ni keyboard warrior. Niko pale nyuma ya keyboard nikichocha watu, but in real sense, I am a person who maybe cannot even express myself.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe nataka msichana ama nataka mvulana, I cannot meet them face to face.
I'd kwa keyboard na waambia venye naweza wa
mambo yenye naweza
kufanyia if I catch you.
Yeah,
yes.
So you find that it is social interaction now it's very tuseme skewed haiko strong. Sika kitambo when I knew Denson because nime meet
tunakuwa mabestie
yeah
like then even if you propose at least you know what you're getting yourself into.
Hata ikuwa 3 months before it was real I have to meet Denson and nipeleke for coffee. Yeah,
mara kadhaa
before we even start thinking of something else.
Alafu bado nikikwambia na kutaka uniambie nikupe some time you go think
about
you'll
it.
Go for even a month.
And then after that pia sasa ajitayarisha kuja patane na baba yangu.
Yes.
Sasa
kuna yes. You earn. You those earn time the, you used yeah. to earn the person.
Then there but now, now you see, Pia, I think the relationship, it may change. Because before, I don't think there was, hakukuwa na ile, to say, freedom of sexuality.
Okay.
Because now if I am oriented as I want other females,
mm-hmm.
it is allowed. It mm-hmm. is almost allowed.
Almost.
It is accepted mm. kwa the generation.
Watapiga simu akumalize.
It is accepted kwa your generation.
Okay.
You see, mm-hmm. female being with other females, male beings with other males, mm-hmm. it's accepted kwa your generation.
Okay.
So you find that the relationship ziko very different. Na pia, you know, kuna ile baby mamas.
Mm.
Before it was ukipala mtoto na mtu
lazima
either huo ni bibi wa pili.
Mm-hmm. Ijo lazima akuoe.
Ako hapo, yes. Unabua ni somebody tu... you are responsible for.
Yes.
But now, I can decide sitakuwa responsible for that woman. I'll only be responsible to the child.
Ama pia baby mama anakuambia cheki, kama umechoka na mimi enda.
Yes.
I'm capable of raising my own kid.
Mm-hmm.
Hakuna kitu unafanya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you find that and this may change kabisa.
Na maybe easy changes zote. Mm-hmm. Like how is it changing the society? Maybe in a positive way tuanzie pale and in a negative way from the other generation that we knew.
So in a positive way there's a lot of positives because now these people are in a position to express themselves.
Okay.
They're in a position to say, you know, kama ni mental health yao, mm. they're able to champion for their own mental health. Mm-hmm. If they are, you know, oppression, vitu kama political, they're able to champion for their political,
political
rights. Mm. They're also able to champion for their social rights.
Okay.
Like, we don't want this, we want that.
Okay.
We want this too,
mm.
to happen like this. We want mm. to be handled like this.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of positive has come from it.
Okay.
Because now, pia vitu kama, you know, tech savvy, these people wako adaptable.
Mm.
Ukimpeleka kwa hii environment and adapt.
Mm.
Kama ni technology mpia, we catch up very fast.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm.
They're also in a position to be very creative and innovative.
Okay.
Coming up with ideas, you know, creating things that would solve social issues ama issues zenye ziko kwa society.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they're educated, they're exposed. Communication, yeah, we coffee. So a lot of things have changed
mm-hmm.
positively.
And I think Pia, there's something they have done. Unona, you can do a course.
Mm.
You can do a. Unajua kitambo for you to be, let's say, someone who's a photographer. You used to do something to do with media. Like yes. it's a very long course.
Mm.
But nowadays, they can just steal a unit and make it a career.
Yes.
Photography.
Yes. Photography.
You can learn for 3 months. You can learn for 3 months. Na picha uko hapa atari atari.
Mm-hmm.
Mambo ya IT kitambo ulikuwa na learn kama career for mm-hmm. even 4 years, blah, blah. Sa yu naziiba hata kama ni graphics, ujue kudesign web ni nini, mm-hmm. and you're doing that, and you call yourself a web designer. And
mm-hmm.
They're using shortcuts.
Yes.
Okay.
See, to some extent, shortcuts, it's just that before...
They're working smart.
Yes, they're working smarter now.
We used to work hard.
Because we, you know, na sasa, to some you see, kama ulisoma media yote and you end up doing photography,
mm-hmm.
don't you think that was a waste
of time? It's a waste, yeah.
Ulifanya 12 subjects in high school.
Unakuja kuwa mtu wa camera kushika kurekord.
Now you find that kitambo, maybe there was a lot that was not defined.
Okay.
But sahi iko very defined.
Mm-hmm.
Because sahi mtu unaweza soma kutumia AI,
mm-hmm.
a 12 week program
mm-hmm.
na ninaisomea online.
Yes.
I don't mm-hmm. have to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Na nafunzwa na mtu wa Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
You see, things have changed.
Have
yeah?
changed.
Positively, very mm-hmm. positively.
So the negative side now?
So the negative side, pia inakuja na now that kind of change.
Okay.
Whereby, you see now, morals hakuna.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The moral line hatujui iko wapi sahi.
Mm.
Ili fade somewhere. We don't know what is ethical ama what is not ethical.
Speaking of ethical, unajua kuna time nimetoka tao.
Okay.
Alafu nikao nimekaa kwa gari then kuna mzee ameketi. Mzee akakuja akasimama kwa gari alafu akauliza, "Mzee, unataka pia mimi nisimame?" Ilibidi mzee ameamka kijana ameketi.
Alafu speaking on that, Another one ni unajua kitambo when a mzee older person could call you, you could come by running, alafu kifika pale kama ulikuwa unasikiza, by the way sisi tumegrenze za earphones sahi ni watu earpods bluetooth whatever
bluetooth
earpods and all that, so ulikuwa unatoa earphones unamsikiza, nowadays wanatoanga tu moja
inazimu hata ina, sikuweza itolewi inapunguza volume
unasema aje, so he or she is listening to music while listening to you. Morals.
Yeah, morals. Now we don't know. I think we have to change the whole society.
Okay.
Tujue morals ni gani sasa? What are the values?
Okay.
Because before I just squeeze Adam Zayana, unafanya nini Nairobi wewe? Unajitoa unajaza
kaenda home bana.
You see, now we don't know. Values ni gani anymore?
Okay.
Because kuna a lot of influence, yeah. It's a multicultural kind of society. Now we don't know kama vitu zenye ulikuwa unaamini from your culture ziko right.
Ziko right.
Unazishuku pia wewe gozele.
So kwa yule mtu ambaye anasikiliza sasa hivi tukimalizia, mwenye ako like amezibwa tu anasema kwamba like anaona hii ni generation ambayo imepotea and all that and all that. Maybe what do you tell him or as we wind up?
You have to change. Otherwise, when you're trying to say, you'll be faced out. It's a bit of a, you know, what you used to hold as acceptable for society.
They are no longer
challenged. Sasa.
Now you have to. The case of another man's food is another man's poison. What you think is poison is actually food for someone.
Food for somebody else. And pia sasa, now you have to catch up. Na vitu kama technology, you have to catch up with values in a change. You have to accept what is happening now. We don't take in everything. Because as nimesema, bado hatuna ile value system yenye tunaweza sema this is what guides Gen Z, because their values ziko all over the place. We don't have a kind of tabia yenye tunaweza state tuseme this is what they consider moral, this is what is ethical about it, this is what kidogo iko very imepotelea uko ndani, because it is coming in as a ni kama mchanganyiko wa values, wa cultural, you know, norms and all that. Maybe at some point zitakuwa established, but before then we have to
change.
You have to change
and try to adapt.
To adapt. But kusema kweli mimi bana nani confused
hata na kuchanganya,
because I am thinking of ushaifikiria kuhusu story ya homosexuality and people saying usiniite she, I am
he.
He, she, they,
them,
what
they.
They, do you what?
Them, they.
Okay, in as much as I don't agree with whatever some of the values they hold, I think Pia changing, trying to adapt to whatever they do, is how you can find yourself in a safer space, kwa sababu utapata unakinzana. I'm anticipating for a day that tutapata majenzi kama watano pale parliament.
Yes,
Mr. Speaker anajaribu kuongea na sikia anambia wewe mzee nyamaza
wewe
nyamaza wewe. Oh, unasema? Yeah.
But don't wish for that.
It's not about wishing, it's something that will happen.
But let me tell you one thing, you see, even the politics of the country is about to change.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, unaona 2027, okay, where we are heading, like when nafikiria personally, I don't know if I'm true. Where we're heading, like, on matters politics, itafika place that unapata someone from nowhere comes, even within 2 years, he or she makes a name for him or herself, and is elected in. Like, zile, than it, like, unlike ile kitambu ilikuwa ni, mse anakushika. Like, kukuna godfather wa politics. Mse anakambia.
Iyo nishafanyika, because you can, kulikuwa na a lot of independent candidates.
Yes.
Mtu from nowhere. Hana chama, hana nini. Anaondesha wheelbarrow huko mtaani. Hana hata pesa.
So we are heading there. We are heading a place that si lazima ukue kwa chama fulani ndio ukue voted in. And I think in that's a positive for me.
But I'm just trying to imagine. vile sahi Babu Owino, Peter Salas and Millie Odhiambo wanafanyia Mr. Speaker. Je, Gen Z's?
Millie Odhiambo is not a Gen Z.
Yeah, ah, like yeah. Whatever they're doing,
the doing to the
so
speaker right
now.
It's
just a tip.
Yeah. But so you see, that is for like Millie Odhiambo, I admire that woman.
Me too.
Do you know right now, at the moment right now, like our working content creators, they're even bigger than politicians.
Yes.
Hapo ndio tumefika. Lakini kitambo politician alikuwa big than everyone. Mheshimiwa akikuja pale hata afadhali unaweza lala chini ya kukanyage. Lakini saa hii TikToker ni mtu mashuhuri
than
and I saw that let me use Brian Shearer the other day when he was being buried. Do you know Tyler Brown?
Yeah.
You know Tyler Brown. Tyler Brown went to perform there because Brian Shearer apparently alikuwa anapenda ngoma yake and all that. But the massive reception TikTokers walipewa, you will not compare it with the wasani. Otile was just any other Kenyan. Do you get it? But TikToker anakuja hivi, hey, kila kitu nasimama. So I think we are heading there.
We are already there.
Sikia
unasikia wiu kwa barabara.
Eh? Silence.
Zima hiyo kitu. Kisho upandisho matatu.
Thank you so much. Asante.
See you next week.
Kutokana na mazungumzo yangu na Bi Grace Nyambura, ni wazi kwamba kila kizazi kina utofauti wake na ni vyema kila kizazi kujifunza kuhusiana na vizazi vingine ili kwa pamoja waishi kwa umoja na usawa. Makala haya yameletwa kwako na Ruben FM kwa ushirikiano na Edmund Rice Australia. Mimi ni Moruri Denson. Kwa heri kwa sasa.